Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Where Am I? What Am I Doing Here? This is, in fact, the improvised title podcast with Truman Barnes. I am your host, Truman Barnes. And when it comes to special guests, we're finna have a couple today. Jesse Harsh and Josiah Johnson are the two people I'm going to prom with tonight. And I'm hoping to, you know, advertise a little bit for the podcast at prom. And, you know, see if I can get some more special guests while I'm there. So this is going to be a little bit of a choppy episode. Not so much the clean 51 minutes of straight content that you might be used to. We'll be jumping around a little. You know, no longer one take. No longer one take wonders anymore. But it should be a good time. So, first things first, I have some announcements to plug. Gonna do those before I get any of my guests here. The Daily Gravy. The Daily Gravy has had another post. Please go check it out. I hear that the Lesser Gravy editor worked very hard on it. And it's kind of a beautiful send-off to AISU in general. Yeah, it really lets me reminisce about, right, so, spoiler alert, I am the Lesser Gravy editor. Back in the golden age of, the Daily Gravy, the articles would be written by my older brother, TJ, or Ted, as some of you probably know him, and I, sitting on a couch. Just sitting together and writing a Daily Gravy article. And that was, like, super monumental for me and him, because we didn't get along that well, generally. So writing those comedy posts together was one of the few times that we could just that we could bond and enjoy each other's company. Yeah, and then first he graduated and pretty much said, "Nah." Well, he didn't graduate from AISU. He graduated. Graduated from with his associate's degree from Salt Lake Community College, and then he was kind of like, "Nah, I don't want to go to high school. I don't want to graduate from high school." So that happened. But when he did that, he pretty much said, "I'm signing off of the Daily Gravy," because right now, well, he signed off before he officially graduated, but he basically said, AISU is, at this point, stranger than fiction. You know, it's like when there's an Onion article about one thing and you're laughing hilariously about it, and then the next day, that thing literally happens. That was kind of almost happening with the Daily Gravy. So, we pretty much put her on hiatus. On indefinite hiatus, and, you know, with the school closing down, that's the perfect opportunity for another write. But since TJ is now on his mission to Frankfurt, Germany, it was a little more difficult. It was a little tougher. So I wrote most of it on my own, but I sent it to him, edit, because he's the real Daily Gravy editor. But he actually, because I can do that when it's his P-Day, we can email back and forth. Just real quick, go and read the article first. It's very good. AISUgravy.wordpress.com. Newest article, Goodbye to AISU is what it's called. Yeah, it's a fantastic time. Give her a read. But, The part where, after the quote from Truman, And it says, it should be noted that the Daily Gravy correspondent, after reading, partaking in this interview, stood up, shook his head, sighed, and left. Originally what that said was, just after, you know, the quote from Truman ended, "What an idiot." But then, when I sent it to TJ to edit, he said, "Don't call yourself an idiot." I don't know, I'm like, you know, since I don't have any special guests, I'm kind of just giving out these big secrets, but since TJ and I didn't get along very well while he was here, you know, him, like, saying, "Don't call yourself an idiot," is, it's one of the nicest things he's ever said to me, so, that was nice. Yeah, so go check that out. It's a good time. It's a good fun read. And, yeah, I was going to record this podcast sometime during the week, but I didn't, find myself with very much time. With trying to graduate as a junior at this point in my high school career. So, Jesse is now very late for picking me up for prom. I don't know what he's doing, but, I guess we'll see when he gets here. Yeah, so, how about that somber note on this podcast where, we made some jokes in previous episodes? See, I don't know what's wrong with me, because I don't make, like, crude or offensive jokes when I'm by myself, or, like, you know, none of my stand-up is offensive, or when I do improv, I made a slavery joke in front of a black guy on accident once, but other than that, I don't, like, do that kind of stuff. And then in the first episode, we made a joke about autism, which I later realized was super offensive. And then in the second episode, we talked a lot about black people, some of which could have been pretty offensive. So, yeah, I don't know. And it feels a little hypocritical of me, because I'm often the person who's, like, correcting people and telling them not to be offensive and just sighing and shaking my head when people do make offensive jokes. And then I turned around, and then when I start doing my podcast, the, like, comedy outlet, the, like, third place comedy outlet after stand up and improv, that's what I turned to and what a lot of the jokes were. So that doesn't make me feel super good about myself. If you have any questions for any of the special guests on my podcast, or if you just want to shout hello, or give me things to talk about, because I oftentimes just run out. So, give me stuff to talk about. Tweet it at me, at DoobiePrincess42. I still haven't changed that. Who knows if I ever actually do, because now I have things published that are me saying what my handle is, and I don't want to mislead people. In case someone else snatches that great handle. That's, like, totally common. I didn't get any last time. Or you could email them to me, agratheus@gmail.com. Try that. Alrighty, welcome back. I took a short break because Jesse finally showed up.
I'm so sorry. Sorry about the car noise, by the way.
But, yeah, if you hear any car noise, you might not. Apparently the audio quality is a lot better than I wagered it to be, but, so I recorded about 10 minutes just by myself, just me babbling, but now we've got Jesse here.
Heyo.
Jesse, what's new with you?
The graduation is, I don't know, a week sooner now, ever since we've talked.
That's true. I'm nervous. Because we don't talk if it's not for the podcast.
No.
The only reason we talk
is strictly professional.
Yeah, only if we can make money from
literally
Taka.
Make money because I have to work with this guy at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, well, have to get to. It's have
we,
to.
We keep
it's
debating. We yeah. keep debating on it.
It's an iffy subject.
A minor detail. Mm-hmm. Our school is shutting down.
Oh, yeah. We mentioned it last time, but last time it was not official. Just so this little, time it is official.
Yeah, just a little thought I want to throw in there.
If there is anyone who is listening who does not attend AISU, first of all, who are you? What? Where'd you come from?
Nerd.
I'm sorry, hang on. Why do you listen? What, me? Thank you. I'm touched. But
fine, sorry, you're not
how do you
nerd.
Even
Thank
know
you
who I am? But, yeah, also, thanks for tuning in. I might have to cut this segment a little bit short so that I can pull up the directions on how to get to Josiah's house.
Josiah, who a guy we're picking up for
we're
prom.
Gonna, yeah.
We're a
yeah.
throuple.
I mentioned this a little bit.
A couple and a guy.
Josiah and I got a couple's ticket. Not because we're a couple. I'm straight.
straight as a rainbow, everybody.
Oh, that's another thing I forgot to mention. I apologize to all gay people who listen to this. We've made some offensive jokes.
Hey, and if you're still listening to us after our first one, man.
Thanks for sticking
kudos
around.
Kudos for you, man.
Yeah.
Kudos for you. You got some tough skin.
If you come up to me, if you're listening to this and you are gay, come up to me. Unless you're not, like, out of the closet, in which case don't, like, mention it.
I don't want that
but,
on my mind.
But yeah. if you are gay and you're listening to this, come up to me and I'll give you $5.
$5?
I'm making that promise right now and I will regret it later. But
hey man, if there is any, okay. If there are, dude.
Yeah, well, I will be shocked, surprised.
Shocked and surprised. Is there a word for that?
Shock prize.
Shock prize.
Oh, that's if you electrocute someone, as a reward.
Now I know how prisoners feel in the
that's
electric
a shock
chair.
Prize.
Man. Classic.
Lucky
shock
winner.
You get to be shock prize.
Yep. So.
Game show music starts playing.
That's that. Whoa, that is a fast turn signal.
Sorry.
The rate of that turn signal is like...
Save it for the dance floor.
I got a turn. I got a turn. You don't understand.
No, yeah, our school's closing down. I didn't get to go to any of the board meetings, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you
It is official. Jesse, did you see the new Daily Gravy article?
I did not.
Oh, well, you should check out the new Daily Gravy article.
It's
just
it called?
It's a goodbye to AISU.
Oh, what's it called?
Goodbye, AISU.
Oh, that's a creative name.
I know.
Who wrote the Gravy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Some, like, friggin' genius, probably.
He's probably handsome. Truth or handsome.
Although he's probably, like, super, like, you know.
Humble.
Yeah, honest. Probably. He's probably the most humble guy, I'd say.
He might be a girl. I'm not sexist.
That's true. I'm still going to refer to them as he. Just hedge my bets a little.
Okay, hedge your bets.
Anyway, you're going to keep going down this way for a little while.
If you guys don't know, we are heading east.
We are heading east.
On the road.
let's give out Josiah Johnson's address live
all
on the podcast.
All the lucky... If
we are live. This is streaming live.
I hope so. If you're gay... Don't go to this house. But if
you're not
a girl,
go to this man's house.
Yes,
he is a straight man.
Not that he doesn't like, not like he doesn't like gay people. And we
no.
don't want gay people going to random houses.
No.
More like want girls.
Yeah. Well, don't be a gay missionary is what
don't
we're saying.
Don't be a gay missionary. Don't be a gay missionary.
Don't be.
Very much frowned upon that.
Yeah. Well, not saying that, like, if you're a missionary, then you shouldn't be gay. But, like, don't be a missionary of gayness.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Well, I know what you mean, but these people won't know what you mean.
So I am now going to pause this segment to pull up Josiah's address. And by the time you listeners join us again, we just might have another guest. Alrighty, so now, and then there were three, as they say. Josiah, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself as a first-time guest.
Hey, I am Josiah. That's pronounced Jo-O-I-Sha. And I'm just glad to be here.
As you can tell by the way he said Josiah, it is pronounced, in fact, Jo-O-I-Sha.
Jo-O-I-Sha.
Yeah, Josiah.
Josiah.
But phonetically, it's Jo-O-I-Sha.
I was slow about saying my name. I'm confused why you're confused.
It's an ethical question we'll discuss
it's
later.
It's not a confusing,
morals are definitely involved, but ethics?
Exactly.
A little bit confused
now,
about their
now,
involvement.
Should we have an ethical question about the difference between ethics and morals?
Yeah.
Okay,
do black people deserve to live?
we'll fix this in post.
That's an example of one of the race jokes that I will not be making anymore.
That I was forced to scratch out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like when...
Who's our... Oh, it would be a great time for a sponsor.
No.
Black Lives Matter.
No, this one is... Shut up. This episode is not actually sponsored, unfortunately.
We want to apologize to our previous sponsors.
Yeah, after...
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, there were people who were planning on sponsoring, but then we decided
that
we cared more about the art. Mm. So the people who would have sponsored list from AISU.
Mm-hmm.
With their remaining...
Exactly. Who they have left.
$5
yeah. Who and what they
have
left.
They scammed us, okay?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Dollar Shave Club.
I love it. I only pay $1 for my shaving kit.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a guy, 25 cents.
Who's your guy?
She's cheap. Honda was going to sponsor us.
Oh, I like it.
So I'm actually not driving a Honda, so I'm a little insulted.
The Nation's Republic of China.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How's the translation?
People's Republic of
People's
China.
Republic.
I'm so sorry about
okay,
that.
So like
I was excited to hear that ad. I'm actually really disappointed that they didn't.
Right? Yeah. It was a really fun ad. Full of, you know, lots of nice, you know, references to Asian culture, specifically racial slurs.
Ooh.
But
that's my favorite. You know that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, sponsors dropped out because we decided we're in it for the art, and as we all know. Art is not allowed to make money.
It isn't. It isn't. That's why I laugh at people who want to go into art and say they want to make money at the same time.
So those people and about 20 other sponsors would have sponsored us, but unfortunately, they had to drop us. So here's an interesting question.
Okay.
Has money ruined art?
Or has art ruined money?
See, I don't think the two are involved at all.
Yeah?
I think we need an introduction between the two.
That's true.
Well,
That's fair.
Like, what about those paintings that, like, weirdos with... not weirdos, but...
Salvador Dali.
Interesting people with turtlenecks and golden chains, and these are men I'm talking about, walk up to a painting and say, I must have it $6,000. And I drew it in my basement yesterday.
Right.
What about
that's the thing.
See, you're getting scammed. That's counterfeit money.
No, I'm scamming, okay?
People putting a price on art, does that ruin art?
Well, the first question is, does anyone care about art? Second,
that's true. That's fair.
Is money a reality?
Let's go to
that's
the
true.
Root.
Yeah.
Let's go to the root. Does anyone really care?
When it comes to currency crossover, what is money?
I've heard an interesting question about that.
Money is a type of art.
Mm.
That's
the president's faces. Someone had to have painted them.
That's actually a really good point.
Face is art. Money is art. Start of movement.
I mean, when we're talking about Jesse's face. For sure.
Where are we headed now, Truman?
We're headed to Chick-fil-A to pick up maybe a shake or two.
Or three.
There's three people in the garage. you know, maybe a sandwich or something. Drop by, say hi to all our good buddies.
Hey, we're super popular. We're the most popular people.
We are. I would say
I don't want to toot my own horn.
I mean, there is like Matt, who is a literal celebrity in
Matt
Korea.
Matt for meh. Where are,
are they tuning in right now? Listening?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Anyone from Korea right now?
I love you.
We're so sorry about any about the drop sponsorship. We know that you guys supported us as well.
How do you pronounce their sponsors?
Korea, South Korea. But the problem is North Korea also sponsored us, and so that led to a little bit of a conflict of interest.
A bit of a conflict.
So we had to drop both of you, partly because of the art thing, partly because of... That is such a loud and fast turn signal.
Let's talk about turn signals.
It's distracting.
Let's talk about discrimination towards turn signals for a second.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted with Truman Barnes.
See,
just
let's
at
go
this
back to our
second.
Sponsors. The best turn signals come from Hondas.
Well, and we actually had to drop Honda.
So the best turn signal is Toyota.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to have sponsors?
Take that, Honda.
Are we allowed to have sponsors if we drop them right after we say that? So that way.
See, we like to take the money, but then we drop them. They just didn't see their contract. We could do that whenever we wanted.
Yeah.
Scamming.
We wrote it in invisible ink.
Losers bought it.
Most lawyers have the pens that let you see that.
They would have known if they held it up to the light.
Close enough.
Yeah. That's why I firmly believe that every lawyer needs to own a black light.
Not because it's black.
No, what? Jesse.
I don't know.
Jesse.
It's not a good day. Not a
good
day.
Oh, my goodness.
We are currently parking the car.
We sure are.
Should I honk for Christian?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and honk for Christian. He didn't notice anything. Christian's one of the best guys. He has a broken wrist right now, actually.
We are going inside
Chick-fil-A. He did not notice the honk.
Yeah, but We're gonna take a quick pause because we have no idea how noisy it'll be in the Chick-fil-A. We'll catch you in a sec right after. Thanks, love you, bye.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I accidentally hit record, so now we're recording.
Car crashes. Ethical? Unethical.
Well, it depends on who's in the car.
I went crash into Denny's.
So
intentionally.
So Hitler versus Stalin.
Actually, hang on. Speaking of Denny's and Hitler, coincidentally. Jesse, I heard you have a funny story about Denny's.
Oh, yes. So so a guy walks into Denny's.
Okay, is it you?
Me. Orders a salad, finds a piece of glass in a salad.
The real
joke is me ordering a salad. Somebody did the brunts thing.
Wait, but...
Sting.
Okay.
Follow up, did me eat glass?
I did not eat the glass.
I'm surprised, because seeing as you ordered a salad, I would think you wanted the health benefits.
You'd be a little desperate glass for anything.
Let's talk about the health benefits of glass really fast before we move on.
Okay.
It's gnawing at me.
Number one.
Are there any?
You know that metallic taste of blood?
Yeah.
Probably kind of help. I mean...
Also, really just cuts the fat out of your stomach.
Don't vampires know what they're doing?
Well, Hannibal Lecter, and if you're really down for that, let's go.
What are your guys' favorite spy movies?
Spy
Kids.
No, Spy Babies.
Now you say Spy Babies. Big
and
Truman.
Spy Seniors.
Spy Seniors.
Spy coming. Fetus.
Spy Fetus. Speaking of fetuses, I understand.
Hang on. Spy Fetus. Master of Disguise. Who's this in my womb? I don't recognize you.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Spy movies, honestly. Have you seen Spy?
I have. Edited.
Is
very
it
good movie.
I really liked it. Mission Impossible. Can't go wrong. Actually, Jason
Wait,
Bourne.
Who's in Spy?
Melissa McCarthy. One of her only good movies.
One of the only, probably the only female comedian I enjoy is Melissa McCarthy.
See, I don't enjoy her, but
I
in
love
that
her.
Movie, very, very good.
At her and Rebel Wilson. I actually do like, yeah.
That's an interesting...
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler...
Are not funny.
...just killed themselves. What? Buddy, Amy Poehler...
Is not funny.
What? You love Parks and Rec.
I love Parks and Rec. I love Ron Swanson. She's not funny. I love April. I love Ron.
Oh, okay.
Donna.
Okay, if you love April, then what's her name?
Amy tries too hard.
That was her character.
What's her name? What's April's
Lucky? Oh, I don't know. Plaza?
Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza.
Anyways, back to spy movies. Jason Bourne, actually.
It's pretty good. It feels like the plot...
It's borderline a spy movie. I know what I mean? I don't know. Because
yeah.
It's more like, I woke up, I have no memory, and I used to be this CIA guy, and now the government hates me.
Mission Impossible is pretty good.
That's a classic. Yeah, I can't go wrong.
Funny story. The only Mission Impossible movie I've seen is number 2.
Number 2 is the worst Mission Impossible
yep.
movie. I'm sure you've heard that. And Jason Wong directed it. Not that Asian directors are bad. But if you've seen The Life of Pi, I feel bad for you.
What?
You know, you liked The Life of Pi?
I did. I enjoyed that movie.
That would mess me up as a 12-year-old, but okay.
Speaking of Wong.
Well, it's PG-13.
Speaking
continue.
Of Wong, can we talk about what's Wong with Life of Pi really fast? Okay.
Yeah.
But what about Benedict Wong playing Wong in Avengers Endgame?
Yes. I love...
Great casting choice.
Oh my gosh, dude. I will toot my horn.
Is his name Wong?
Yeah.
It is Wong, yeah.
And I love pointing it out during every credit.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch and Benedict Wong play the two guys who are together. So Truman is enjoying an ice cream cone, if you don't know.
I am.
Jesse's now coughing, so we're headed to the hospital. Look at the line. He has cancer.
We don't know. I don't know why I'm driving us. I can pass out at any second.
Funny story. My uncle drove himself to the hospital where he died.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, yeah, me too.
He had a heart
attack. Not that big of a deal.
I can't say I had an uncle who died driving himself to the hospital. I haven't had that pleasure.
But you did?
Yeah,
oh,
several
nice.
Times. It's one
Wait.
Of my hobbies. I've kind of perfected it.
Oh, you did personally. I thought you were saying your uncle. And I was like, that's a cool
connection. Like, how many uncles have you had who died?
Well...
Or is it the same one who did it multiple times?
See...
You just couldn't quit?
It wasn't an actual uncle because I have no uncles. uncles. Mm. It was
really
a man named Uncle.
Oh.
Wait, you have no uncles?
Speaking of spy movies,
I mean, not really, but for the sake of the joke, yeah.
A Man from Uncle is a great movie.
I've never seen it.
With Henry Cavill. Same.
Right.
Armie Hammer, yeah.
I've heard that it's good.
It is really good.
Who do you guys think the next Superman is going to be?
Bill Murray.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Listen.
He seems too, like, I don't know. Everything that I've seen him in.
He's a better bad guy.
It's been such a, serious role.
He's so emotional. Racist. Creed? I'm,
probably.
No, Creed.
I think John Boyega could make a good Superman.
I'm just saying now, if it's not Nicolas Cage, I will boycott the DC movie.
I think
that's fair.
Julie Kavner.
Can we look up where I need to go really fast?
Where you need to go?
Yeah.
Oh, if you're taking this exit or the next one?
Yeah.
Take this one and we'll guess from there.
we don't
only a 12-minute podcast at this point. We need to extend the time, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Idiot.
Right. We'll bring it inside. While we're dancing, we'll start talking while we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it the authentic feel.
Real quick, though, Jake Gyllenhaal make a good Superman.
I know I'm in the majority of this. Jake Gyllenhaal is overrated.
Did you just say you're in the majority?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. Jake Gyllenhaal is incredible, and he doesn't get enough love for his extreme talent.
Brokeback Mountain, not what I expected it to be.
Yeah, because you expected it to be a rootin' tootin' cowboy paradise
Wild
movie.
West shootout. It was a different kind of shit.
No!
Jeez.
What the heck? Okay, he went into that and he was like, the guy from Nightcrawler and the Joker. They're gonna shoot up some bad guys. But then they just made out?
Sweet love, yeah.
Okay, you're gonna take this exit.
This one?
Yep. Oh, that's... okay, no. You were supposed to take that one for sure. You can take the next one, though. Don't feel too bad.
The next exit.
We're going to take the next exit.
This is what you say, we're taking the next exit.
We're going to be taking the next exit. After we throw Jesse out of the car for driving us to the wrong place.
Now, who will drive when
I have my learner's permit with me.
I have my learner's permit with me, too.
I'm ready to take over.
I used my learner's permit for ID for the first time earlier today.
Dude, that was the best feeling, was like slapping that on the counter and just saying, what are you going to do about it?
Year.
It's sort of ID, but not really ID.
I am legal. But no, it was to take my financial lit quarter one final exam.
Quarter one? That's fascinating.
Oh, of two.
Of two.
That's very
not,
good.
Not of three?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't need a...
Why would it not be the midterm?
Because it's two separate classes, technically?
Oh.
It's weird.
So it's not quarter one, it's the final.
Yeah.
Got it.
So
for quarter one.
How does that make you feel, Truman?
Pretty good. The problem is, now it's up to the teacher to grade stuff so that I can move on to quarter two, so that I can graduate. For the most part, she's been pretty good in the past.
Oh, it's a she.
Yes. Her name is Maria Jones.
Speaking of, women and money.
Yeah.
Should they have any?
No.
Oh, no. Listen. You teach them how to read and write, and now they want money. I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Gosh. Oh, no, I agree with you.
Anyways,
now I am going to, hang on.
I'm just taking a right turn. Man.
Yeah, you're supposed to take a right.
Oh, thank you.
I forgot that I hit give me directions before I started recording, so it's just going to pop up and tell me where I need to go.
Fun fact, this is a way to read files. You guys probably don't know read.
I mean, we can go meet him.
I know read.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. His mom sent like 7 emails this morning.
Yeah, I'm scared I can't email read. I haven't so far. I'm going to be like, hey, can you send this to him? She's like, nope. I'm like, okay, my bad.
Huh. I mean, have you met her mom? His mom?
Yeah, she's a tad bit controlling. You know what I mean? She's super nice, but I've known Reed for like a year now.
Just a year?
A singular year, going on 12 months. And
I've known him for that long.
Fine, a year and a half.
Fine, I forgot our anniversary. We've actually known each other for a very long time. It's been 9.6 years.
Yeah. Right. You got me. We've been friends since birth.
So where are we going?
Well,
she's actually my godfather.
She's actually your godfather.
You
sorry to all the godmothers who he just dissed out.
You are gonna turn right onto Fort Union Boulevard, my man.
Now, is there a Fort Union Boulevard? Is that just an illusion?
See, no,
it's not actually
well, that's
Fort.
The thing.
It's just a unionized area of town.
Exactly.
Now, when we say unionized...
Full-on newsies.
Yeah. Strike! 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 Strike!
Three strikes,
strike.
You're out, and they... Oh, no.
Strike!
I'm not...
All right, Jet!
I've never seen Newsies,
so... Just watch it, and that's have weird. Commentary on the podcast.
And that's weird, because I've come from a very theater family.
Bum! Boom. I will edit in to the visual version, because most of this visual version is going to be kind of boring because we're just in the car. But I will edit in doing a completely choreographed dance. Again, the visual version costs about $50.
That's worth it. We're doing flips off of each other's backs.
A cool $50. Yeah. It's usually $75, but we might get in trouble for this, but we're going to cut you guys a discount.
I will get fired.
I will get fired.
I am my own boss, and I hate... my work ethic.
But you will get that $50, Dane.
Yeah.
Well, you'll give us $50, but...
Where are we going?
Is it the Catholic Church or the...
No, you're gonna... You have like a mile to go.
Okay.
We got a while.
Is it a left turn or a right turn?
It's gonna be a right turn.
So, am I gonna... Okay.
I mean, maybe... I'd stay in this lane if I were you. Maybe move to the other lane later.
I hear you.
That's good.
Park? No?
That is a really nice park.
That is a nice park. I went there once.
Okay, we have got to go there.
Several times. Nice park.
We've got to go
10
there.
10 out of 10. I already had my Yelp review. Would go again.
Should we go there before
going to
prom?
To all you Yelp moms, that's...
No, here's what we'll do. We'll go to prom. We'll find some people who desperately want to be guests on our podcast. We'll take them there
We don't even need to take them.
We don't need...
We just... steal them.
That would be taking them in a much more literal sense.
So, I know... So, here's an interesting question.
Here's an interesting answer.
Consent.
Kidnapping.
No.
If you steal a 30-year-old guy who lives with his mom, okay, is it kidnapping or weirdo guy napping?
Or have you saved his life?
or have you given
That's
him a better life
point.
And done society a favor?
I think if ethics. The person that you're kidnapping them from, like, whose custody... Like, they have custody over the child, or... child in quotation marks in this sense, if they thank you profusely for doing it,
if they don't pay the ransom and in fact thank you and pay you to keep them,
on the topic of losers,
yes,
did you know that you look for a mate that is like the opposite of your parents? So yeah, like if I'm more like my dad, I'm gonna look for someone like my mom. So in the case of this loser, why is he taking his mom to prom if that's what he's actually looking for in a mate?
Now, when is this
That's
guy,
a good point.
Weird. Did we ever decide that this guy was taking his mom to prom?
Well, because he and I set up that we were stealing someone from prom. And you said
he's a 30-year-old
guy living in his mom's basement. And so Josiah made the natural connection of that he took his mom to prom.
Josiah, I apologize.
I mean, he still lives with his mom, so obviously he's homeschooled.
Right.
And homeschooled. They have their own prom in his basement.
Yeah.
Are we... Am I turning?
Let me see.
I'm sure it's been a mile.
It's been 0.6 miles.
Well, 0.6 miles is how much is left.
Oh, okay.
Then again, we've been going about 5 miles per hour.
We've been really coasting through life. Now, let's talk about coasting through life.
Or dancing through life.
Dancing through life. Well, let's say slow dancing through life.
South of 900 East is going to be where you're going to turn. And it is a right turn, in fact.
Believe me. Hey, Chick-fil-A.
Hey,
sorry, you go.
By all means.
Can we talk about the gang war happening in Utah right now?
Yes.
That's been dividing us for a century and a half at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a turf war of territory, and a lot of these buildings have been built. I'm talking LDS churches versus Mavericks, okay? It's been a lot of turf war with these two.
I
turn around and I see a lot of cutthroat. What do you guys think? Should the law intervene?
Well, the law does intervene.
Really?
Unfortunately, the law is pretty evenly split between owners and former owners of Mavericks and members of the church. So...
It's a matter of time before riots happen in the street.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's a matter of negative time, because they've already happened.
Oh, no,
I was a part of one last week. Very fun experience.
I called it Take Back the Night.
slice any throats? Kill any... Men? Women?
You know,
children?
I didn't get to that point.
I'm not a children yet, but men.
But I wrote a very well-worded sticky note.
Oh, I hear
you. Posted it right on the Maverick door.
And Josiah, then you shouted at the sky,
take that!
Josiah, you don't give yourself enough credit. It was a strongly worded sticky note, okay?
That's true. I might have thrown in a heck or two. Whoa. Very much.
This is a family-friendly podcast. Okay. Speaking of family-friendly podcast,
you are a guest, Josiah.
What is your guys' favorite pizza restaurant?
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars changed.
I am cheap that way.
Okay, yeah. Cheap, yummy, whatever. But they changed.
Their recipe was very different.
This is 9th pizza.
Yeah, they changed their recipe.
I don't know.
I can't tell if it's
995 East.
No, you're turning on to 9th East.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
I had some Little Caesars last night, and it was different. I had 3 meat and pepperoni.
It's the sauce.
Explain the sensation.
They've added some spice to their sauce.
That is true, but like their cheese is thinner.
That's also true.
And the bacon on the 3 meat was different.
Okay, and let's talk about the crust. I feel like the crust is better, just a tad bit better.
Than other places? Well, that's the thing. On the pepperoni, it was the classic crust, what I've come to know and love. But on the 3 meat, it was like weird.
Right, like this kind of weird.
It was twisty weird. It was firmer and crunchier, which I did not appreciate. It felt like a more traditional pizza slice, which I did not appreciate.
I'm looking for the Little Caesars experience.
Exactly.
Okay? Not the traditional slice experience.
A lot of people.
Caesars. Yeah. Sorry, I get heated. I'm so sorry. I get heated in these arguments.
Josiah, what's your favorite?
You know,
pizza place.
I gotta go the Pie Hole. Very big pizza.
I've heard great things. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard great things.
Very good. Downtown.
Downtown.
Terrible atmosphere. But great pizza.
Where is it located?
Downtown.
Is it by a university?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, it's like in between BYU and the U of U.
You're going to turn right in 1.2 miles.
What's the road?
0.2 miles.
Oh, yeah. What's the road?
I think that it is...
A light.
Like, your destination is on the right?
Is it really?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Wedding.
Is that...
Was that it?
Hang on a second.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
That's it right there. The woods all night.
Well, ladies...
That's us.
Because that is all of our listeners. Only ladies.
Girls,
ladies,
let's get
we're gonna be
finally came with dates, each and every one of us.
We're gonna be... Yeah, they've just been quiet the whole time.
So, should we be edgy and park in this orthodontics parking lot?
See, I would like to climb that rope. That looks incredibly fun. Although it says keep out...
Okay, did you guys bring sunglasses?
I do have sunglasses, actually.
Do you really have sunglasses?
I do have sunglasses.
Okay, here are my mom's. So, what are you wearing these? I have another pair, okay?
Yeah.
I have an app on my phone that when I place it to my face, sunglasses just pop up.
It's pretty amazing.
I love that idea.
It's called Snapchat.
The idea of technology.
I'm going to leave what's left of my ice cream here in the car and see what it is like.
Oh!
Drink it as a celebratory toast.
Oh my goodness, what a coincidence! Okay, those of you who are listening and not watching the audio version, Tressa and Thomas just pulled up right next to us.
Hey, those are our people!
Looking fly. Thomas is actually wearing sunglasses, just like the rest of us are planning on doing.
We're literally planning on wearing sunglasses.
I'm gonna throw on my sunglasses right now.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
I mean, that's okay, we're good. Are we gonna keep recording?
Yeah, hang on, we'll be back in a minute.
Dumb.
Alrighty, guys. Okay. That was...
Interesting.
We're coming back from prom now. I mean, technically prom is still going on, but we want to make it to the park before the park closes.
There's a surprise for you guys at the park.
Yeah.
Big podcast special.
Are going to be keeping a big surprise for you
there
at the park.
Never done before on the podcast.
So, Jesse, without giving any spoilers, we want to do a spoiler-free prom review for the first little bit. As you can hear, my voice is a little sore. My throat is a little sore. So, as you might guess, prom was pretty fun. But, Jesse, spoiler-free review of prom. What would you say?
It was fun. Yep. There were people in the building.
Uh-huh.
They may or may not be engaging in physical activity and dancing, clarify. And people were also outside.
That's true.
Pictures were
inside
taken.
And outside.
There was
building,
inside outside.
Which is, it's a small spoiler, but.
I don't want to give too much away.
It's
and
not
if
a
you, And if you're mad, I'm sorry, but I had to say it.
Yeah.
And the royalty was announced, like every prom.
That's true.
And
no spoilers.
Someone was
do not
named
spoil.
Prince.
Do not spoil anything quite yet. We're gonna do a non-spoiler review for the first 10 or so minutes, and then we can switch into spoilers a little bit later. All right.
The non-spoiler review costs less because more because those people didn't buy prom tickets.
Right.
Which is why they can't have spoilers. Yeah. I mean, they have more money to spend on this great non-spoiler review.
Yep. But we're gonna do non-spoilers for a little bit. We don't want to spoil anything quite yet. Josiah, what is your spoiler-free prom review?
Yeah, there were adults, there were kids, there were drinks, there were chips.
There were people.
There were chips?
There were chips, Lay's potato, they were original. I heard they were salty. Did you not hear anything about sweet.
Did you have one?
I did not. They were contaminated.
Oh, whoa. Thanks for telling me. I had one, Josiah.
Yeah. Oh, apologies. But yeah, that's all I have.
It's hard because there's so much good stuff at prom. They're so hard not to spoil any of it.
When Raja and Simon and Alexa and Henry and Griffin and Sammy were planning their prom date, their date before prom, they were saying, we need to go someplace to eat beforehand. And I jokingly, of course, said, how about Famous Dave's? There's a Famous Dave's nearby. There's a Famous Dave's that's super close.
Did they go?
No, they didn't, because they laughed at me because that's funny. They laughed at you. Yeah, it was a bummer, too, because it was my classroom, and so I got marked absent because they laughed at me.
Oh, that's fair. Well, yeah.
Yeah. My spoiler-free review, it was a good time. It was better than I expected, because, as we all know, and this isn't really a spoiler, because everyone knew it going in, I assume, it was the last prom.
Yes.
The last AISU prom.
Now, that's only a rumor, and we can't actually confirm or deny that until the spoiler review.
Yeah, that's true. But
someone's in denial.
Everyone came in pretty well assured.
It's down there.
I think so, yeah. So I think turn left here, Mountain View Park. Shoot, I told him the wrong park.
Well,
should I call him? What up? It's the cops. So this park might already be closed, and that's why the cops are in here to come and shut stuff down.
I don't know.
Actually, I think it might actually be closed.
We should not.
I think that this place is closed, actually.
What time is it?
It is 10:20, but they might have closed it.
He's definitely closing that gate.
Yeah. So let's hear it for breaking the law.
I'm not gonna do anything illegal. I'm just gonna follow that cop and turn around.
Yeah, just tell him the truth. Tell him that we didn't know that it was closed. I swallowed very guiltily there, but it's just because my throat hurts and not because we did actually know that the park was closed.
I think it's just going to talk to someone. Someone called the cops, I think.
On someone else?
Oh, wait. He's talking to someone at the park, this Asian guy. Well, we're leaving.
Okay.
Is there another park close by?
No. I mean, there is Bountiful Park, but I have no idea where that is. It is the one that we told Aiden and Ryan where we were in case they wanted to come and be a part of the podcast.
Well, that's just bad timing. We could have gone. Is there a park by your house?
Yeah, actually.
Let's go, babe.
All right. I think it closes at 9, but we can go by and see if there's any cops nearby.
Why would we do that?
I think that is another police officer right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he might be coming down this road as well. They called for backup?
There might be a drug bust, and they're both trucks, so this is not happening.
Good thing
robbery of the closed park.
Headed the opposite direction. Okay, it's been about long enough that we're ready to delve into spoilers.
I think it's been a fact.
Oh, man, Truman and Jesse made out.
So, yeah.
Not as much as just saying.
The way that you said Jesse made it sound like you said Jasmine. Jazzy?
Oh, yeah.
Jazzy?
That happened, too.
Was she even here? I didn't see her the whole night. Bummer. She's a fun person.
Yeah, he was planning on making out with her.
Yeah, but I didn't see her, so oopsie-daisy.
Yeah, they can't make out. Another cop.
I mean,
okay.
She missed out.
Wow. Well, hello, coppers. Yes, hello.
That's not how that sounds. Okay.
Coppers. Hello.
Dolly.
Yes, hello. Dolly.
I think we're going to lose sponsors based on the racist comments we've made all night.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, a Louis Armstrong impression is not racist.
Can you do one more Louis Armstrong impression?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
And I think to myself...
Sounds like you're constipated.
What a wonderful world.
I'm singing that's in just, church tomorrow.
That's just, what's it called? That's just a ruining little my voice tease like of what you can get on the Louis Armstrong tribute album.
Yes, Louis Armstrong tribute podcast is the second podcast I'm starting on my second channel.
It's exclusively him singing.
Exactly, just the Louis himself. The Lou-me, as he's known. Prom spoilers, I went in planning to not, have any way to have fun without making my own fun.
Right.
So the fun that I brought were as follows. A toothbrush.
Love it.
Some toothpaste.
Makes sense.
Pistachio nuts.
Makes even more sense.
A notebook.
Okay, you're losing me.
A pen.
Okay, no.
A second tie.
Love it.
Ooh.
A water bottle.
Ooh, we all need those.
And a sweatshirt.
Ooh, I've heard of those.
Wear my sweatshirt.
Baby, you can wear my sweatshirt. Baby, you can tell your friends. We'll be together till the end. So baby, wear my sweatshirt. Did you know that Jacob Sartorius, he's the guy who sings that song for listeners who did not know. Jacob Sartorius's real name is Rolf. That is his real first name. Rolf.
Is he from the Germanian descent?
I don't know about Germanian, but European for sure.
Yeah. My full name is Rolfio Josiah.
Oh.
And it's not of Romanian descent. It's actually Spanish.
Is it really?
Okay.
Yeah. Your name is Rolfio. What?
Rolfio.
Rondolfio.
Rufio!
Josiah.
Rufi!
Do
you go by Josiah though?
Rufi!
Yeah. Roofies!
Okay.
If you're going on a date.
I am not aware of anyone who got roofied tonight. And I sure hope no one did.
The best time to find
because they ran out of cups. They ran out of cups pretty quickly. So I just, like, stole...
Maybe it was because of the roofies.
I stole, like, three people's cups throughout the night. Maybe that's why my throat hurts.
You'll be feeling this one tomorrow, man.
Yeah. Which is a bummer. I'm singing tomorrow. It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
I haven't even talked tomorrow for
Happy birthday, Madely.
I am...
It's also my baby sister's birthday.
I am... really?
And she doubles as your mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Okay. I'm reading a poem for my talk and quoting Kanye West without telling anyone, so I can officially say I quoted Kanye at a church talk.
Kanye West? So you can... is it poopity scoop?
Dude.
Scoop de whoop de scoop.
If you can find a way for me to put poopity scoop de whoop in a talk...
TJ made a Law and Order joke in his farewell talk.
What did he say?
Josiah, you were there, right?
I was there, yeah.
What did he say?
He was talking about, like, things that, like, go well together, I think. And so he was like, this and this, you know, peanut butter and jelly. Law and order. Bum bum.
I compared Moses and Aaron to Scottie and Pippen, the prophets of the basketball players.
Okay.
That's the edgiest thing I've done in my talk.
See, was that your opening joke or right in the middle?
No, right in the middle, man. I dropped it like a bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty style. Impressive. Yeah.
My opening joke last time was, my opening joke last time was they forgot to put me on the program, so...
Oh, so it was a surprise to everyone.
Yeah. I said, when I started my talk, I said, now, I know that some of you may have heard that I was talking today, but then I wasn't on the program, but now I am speaking, so sorry to get your hopes up, but I am, in fact, speaking tonight. That was that joke. And then the time before that, my opening joke was, the bishop asked me to speak on following the counsel from our leaders, but I instead chose to speak on a different topic. Get it? Because he's our leader.
You get a what?
Oh, that is such a cool car.
Hippie band alert.
That was a sick car.
For those of you who can't see.
Those of you getting just the audio, not the visual version. It looked like the Mystery Machine.
Well, it looked like the stoner character from Cars, the movie. From that
town. That's true,
unfortunately.
Because
it's a hippie band. Because it's a hippie band.
No, Flo is not the hippie character.
Excuse me, Flo.
Another
Dumb and Dumber joke, which some of us don't appreciate, but we won't talk about that now.
Yeah. On another rewatch, Dumb and Dumber is not as bad as I originally thought
it would be. When did you last watch it?
Like 2 days ago.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber is the greatest comedy ever made, besides Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's good. It's really good. Okay, greatest of all time.
The fact that you would disgrace the Lego Batman movie in this way.
He's obsessed with Lego Batman movie.
It is an incredible film.
Josiah, what's your take on the greatest comedy of all time?
You know, that's a question I just need to sleep on. There's so many.
The people
want to
know.
Ones, so many terrible
people
ones.
People want to know. Ballpark it.
Do you want to take a quick nap? You said you need to sleep on it.
First one that comes.
I'll talk about prom for a little while.
That's fair.
While you take a small nap. Josiah has now fallen asleep.
He passed out like that. I think he was roofied.
And we're going to talk about prom for a little while. Prom was fun. I was nominated for prom prince.
We got a little cult going for you, man. They were dancing for you to something called the electric slide.
Harlem Shake.
The Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, so some people were dancing to the Cupid Shuffle, and so they were all doing the same thing at the same time. And I was standing against the wall, and they all, like, took six steps to the left towards me, and I feigned, you know, surprise that they were doing that because they were listening to the Cupid Shuffle. And that was the joke. I was like, some sort of cult. Why are they all moving at the same... Yeah, it was a funny joke. But yeah, I was nominated for Prom Prince. And just to give a little background here, prom royalty competitions are, it's a popularity contest.
Basically.
Not even basically,
it's
straight
like,
up.
It's like SBO
literally.
Elections. It's literally SBO
elections. Except SBO elections, some people haven't heard of any of the people voting that are running, and so they just literally go off of their campaigns.
That's fair.
But prom royalty, there is no campaigning other than your friendship.
That's why you gotta build up maybe fake friendships until you get...
Throughout the year, yeah.
Throughout the year.
That's what I've done. That's why you guys are on this podcast right now.
Oh,
Am I to understand that I'm not being paid?
Oh, are you awake?
Yeah, sorry.
Dude, what the heck?
I had a really great dream about going to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah?
And then, like, just, like, transform, kind of like one of those Transformers. Okay. To prom.
Huh.
I mean, they serve chicken at the snack table, so... Very good dream.
I hear ya.
One of the better dreams you've had.
Do you know what the best comedy movie of all time is now?
Oh, shoot. I forgot to dream about that.
Do you need to go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back to sleep.
I'll keep talking about that.
I gotta stop my McDonald's really fast. I'll get a drink for my mom.
All right, go ahead.
If you guys don't mind.
Yeah, drive-thru. We can include the people at Window.
Oh, yeah.
They could be a special guest on our podcast.
We're about 0.2 miles away.
Okay.
For you, those...
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Earlier in the year, I hosted what was supposed to be the final assembly of the school year.
What exactly?
We called it the Truman Show. We made it a late night show host type theme thing.
Awesomely done.
I think it was pretty well produced. People laughed at my jokes, which is something that is unheard of. I'm actually going to make a whole episode just based off of the things that happened in that,
really?
So that anyone who misses it can still get some of the jokes.
Well, me and Josiah were watching it, and we were laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
We won't say if it was at you or with you, but we'll just say we were laughing.
Okay? I hear you.
That's what you're shooting for, at least, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to record that one, which is just going to be me. I'm just going to talk about what happened in the assembly, the jokes I made, the texts that I got. I'll go through all of them.
That was a beautiful sequence.
Yeah.
Poetry.
Good times. Anyway, so since prom royalty is a...
popularity contest.
It's a popularity contest. The two other people who were nominated, they're, like, popular kids. Simon and Tug. Simon, good friend of mine, really, like, super friendly guy. Very nice. Also very smart. I would not be surprised if he got a 5 on the AP US History test. But very
What's
good
the
person.
Highest you can get?
A 5.
What's the lowest you can get?
A 1.
Wow, that's complex. Can you repeat that for me?
I cannot. It's against the law. And
my bad. My bad.
Tug, I haven't interacted with him much.
Tug's very quiet, but he's a chill guy.
He's
like Simon.
Like, 2 times I've interacted with him. One was positive. He was kind to me. He was nice. And the other one, he was very rude and cold.
Okay. So, well, in the context behind that, like, little, did you punch him or something? There. Were you, like,
well,
taking his
all
girlfriend?
All I did was walk up to him with a knife.
Okay. Good so far.
Ask him to give me his money.
Okay.
And he just was rude, inexplicably.
Doesn't he know you just politely say, I don't have any money at the time?
Josiah, are you awake yet?
Yes, and I have identified my favorite comedy, Schindler's List. There's no beating it.
I watched that.
Beating it? That's a good one. Oh, man.
That's
okay. Okay, picture, if you will.
Okay.
That's Steven Spielberg's second best comedy behind Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
So what is a good scene in a movie that's like violence beating up stuff, or like bullying specifically?
Oh,
like bullying beating up.
Have you seen the movie It?
No. Is there some good stuff in there?
There's some good bully scenes.
How long is the bully scene?
I saw it last Halloween, so
you don't remember.
I'm gonna say 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So that's actually, I think, the perfect length. Have you seen Rocky?
Rocky is one of the great. Rocky's one of the greatest characters ever made.
You know the music that they play, in the training scenes.
Yeah, da-na-na,
da-da-da,
flying higher.
And they
is
also
that bullying music. Are they making fun of someone?
No. And they also use "Eye of the Tiger."
Eye of the Tiger. That's what made. Yeah.
Yeah. My dream, if I was better at editing video and audio.
I would take
a bullying or child abuse scene from a film and set it to Eye of the Tiger. Or just the theme from Rocky, you know? Ba-dum-bum! Ba-dum-bum! Ba-ba-ba! Oh, man. You know, first episode, we made a joke about autism and gay people.
We've made so many racist comments this episode.
Second episode, we made a bunch of race comments.
This
episode, we're making a child abuse joke. Look,
which is something.
Where my life is headed. Don't forget that super somber stuff I mentioned.
If this is the FBI 10 years from now, or when Truman goes to prison, we are not. Me and Josiah are just guests. Okay, we're not part of anything. Thank you. We're not part of his cult. The Trumans.
Anyway.
Can we just appreciate this license plate? Greatest website, thesecarsdontsuck.com. Greatest website.
What do you think they sell?
I want to buy a car from them now. What about you?
But see,
I do not.
They're not bad. Like, are they good?
Yeah.
See, if the website were thesecarsbegood.com.
Right. They don't suck, but
head over there.
Josiah, you should license that right now.
What's the opposite of suck? They don't suck.
Like, spit?
Throat vomit? Projectile? Slurpee? Terpy?
I'm not going to spit in your car. Anyway.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
That's the story for
Wait, that I've spit in your car?
That's almost spit in my car.
Okay, neat.
Neato burrito.
Yeah.
Sweeto burrito.
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Okay. Anyways, back on this subject of prom. I won prom prince.
If you can't see, there's a crown.
Yeah, those of you who are getting just the audio and not the visual, I'm wearing the crown. I won,
Oh, we should have gone by Marie Chick-fil-A. Oh my gosh, that would have been the best
ending.
That
would have been
to prom. Oh, we missed our window. Never mind, sorry, go on. That's not a moment of regret.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to say?
I'm okay, thank you.
Do you want anything, June?
I'm good. I do want to talk to them about being on the podcast.
Of course. What's the plan for the night? Are we going home after this?
Unless you want to do something else.
Hey, I want to do something else. Do you guys have the stomach for it, though?
I mean, it depends what it is.
Ooh, bungee jumping it is.
I hear you.
I don't have any places.
Projectile vomiting.
I don't know if there's any bridges high enough.
For projectile vomiting?
High enough for...
This is a really long drive-through line.
The thing about McDonald's is they have good food.
Really?
I disagree.
Ethics question. Is chicken chicken if you mush it up with other parts and just put a patty on it?
Back on the subject of prom. I won prom prince. Which I'm shocked about. And I think that they wanted me to return the crown, but I took it.
Didn't me and Josiah encourage him?
Yeah.
More than a little. Yes.
Can I get a what?
Memorabilia.
I think you're very tired, Josiah.
That's just a hard word, man.
Memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Oh, I thought he was thinking to a movie.
Yeah. I mean, we could sell that thing for millions.
What movie, Jesse? What movie should we sneak into?
Intruder. Intruder. Do you guys know who Dennis Quaid is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen the trailer for Intruder?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have, actually.
Do you know the scene at the end where she says, hello, and something drops in her kitchen, and then Quaid's right behind her, staring at her behind her shoulder? He looks more, in that shot, he doesn't look like a bad guy that he's about to kill. He looks more...
He looks like Flanders.
Yes, he looks more concerned for her. So that brings the question, is Dennis Quaid a good bad guy?
No.
No, exactly.
Okay, what do you guys think about the new Far From Home trailer?
Looks very good.
I like it.
I like the idea of the multiverse. Multi.
Here's the question. Is he lying?
You know...
Who?
He's probably lying about his intentions.
Mysterio,
yeah. He'll probably betray them.
I mean, I really want Mysterio to be a good guy because Jake Gyllenhaal is one of my favorite actors working today. But I know that because Mysterio is such a classic bad guy, classic villain.
They're going to have to make him a bad guy at some point. That's fair.
Yeah. And hopefully it's not just a, ooh, he's been lying to you and he is bad, but hopefully...
That's super cliche, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's more of like a, his intentions change throughout the movie.
Right, right. So he doesn't have a plan, he just throughout the movie... You see his...
He starts out as a good guy.
Right. And then, see, Marvel's working on getting, like, their villains and arcs. So I could see that happening.
Yeah, Marvel? Hopefully.
Now, let me
this
ask,
one is Marvel and Sony, so
let
we'll
me,
see.
Let me That's ask you true. A question with this. Why is it that Marvel's been so successful and the DCEU could not copy it?
Marvel's been planting their seeds for 10 years, literally and figuratively.
Well, they had to start somewhere with Iron Man, correct?
Yeah.
Justice League jumped in with Batman vs Superman. And their next movie was Justice League. Very sped up. We'd already seen Marvel doing their thing for like 9 years.
That's true, so it looked a little...
It looked bad.
Yeah.
Well, Man of Steel was the first movie, and it wasn't half bad. The first movie that it came out at. And then Batman vs Superman came out, and then that's where it fell out.
Well, Suicide Squad, which was alright.
That was a better movie than people gave it. Credit for it.
It was better than Batman v Superman.
That's not...
Which brings us to Suicide Squad 2 with James Gunn.
Yeah, well, the Suicide Squad.
That's true.
The only reason I'm not excited for that...
Not a sequel, very much a remake.
Really?
Will Smith will not be a part of it.
That's what I'm mad about. I like Idris Elba, though. The guy who's replacing him.
Idris Elba is replacing him?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Who's more famous than Will Smith to play this very minor role?
Denzel Washington, but besides him, Idris Elba.
What is up with McDonald's?
Great. This is an unbearably long line.
If this was Chick-fil-A, they'd be cracking the whip right now.
Working at Chick-fil-A has ruined me when it comes to customer service.
Sorry, you guys were ordering me.
Sorry, what can I get for you?
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Can I get just a large Sprite?
A large Sprite?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Could I get a water cup?
Okay. Is that it? Make that 2 water cups.
2 water cups and a Sprite?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name?
What was that?
What's your name?
I have to give her the money, man.
So we're recording a podcast right now. Do you have anything that you want to plug real quick?
We'll see you at the window. We'll see you at the window.
Okay, thanks.
What just happened?
What?
She didn't play along.
I have to freaking give her the money, okay?
Did she, like, leave?
I think
she
got her manager.
She just stopped talking?
I think we're screwed. I think she got her manager.
So this
These
is
people
my
are
bad. To be fair, we've been sitting in here for 6 minutes.
There is something called a bubble, a personal bubble.
This guy's trying to...
So we handed out pistachios at prom.
That was probably the best. I followed you guys handing out the pistachios at prom.
I brushed my teeth.
That was a highlight.
I originally did it to counteract people who were flossing. But
were there many kids flossing?
There, I only saw two flossing instances throughout the night.
Now, if we went to a middle school dance, that's a
gold
mine.
There would be much more people
flossing.
That's
a gold mine, yes.
So then I just ended up brushing my teeth because it was past my bedtime.
Me and Josiah had to make room for him, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
Cleared a path, my man. Secret Service has nothing on us.
Yeah. Literally, they don't have any dirt on you.
I know, I mean, not so far.
Then again, we are recording this podcast.
That's true.
We will probably be arrested by the night shift at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Night shift. They're asking for two water cups and a simple name.
So this is our last minute of freedom, you could say. So what do we want to say in our last minute of freedom?
Well, what
Goodbye. Lock the door.
Dang it, the doors are locked.
Child protective, sorry. Do it every time you come in, just that.
Just in case.
You know how I'll be. Well, this is a guy, so...
Yeah.
So she's definitely handing out our food.
She probably poisoned your drink.
Oh, I do not... Oh, wow, that's a beautiful sound. Get your brakes checked, everyone. Don't be like me.
For those of you who drive cars, Jesse just told you to get your brakes checked. Very inconsiderate. He didn't even say please.
Oh, no, we just had the large Sprite and the two waters. Thank you, man. Don't deal with it. Sorry for the silence.
Yeah, he
has someone.
Not sure if I want to ask him to be a guest on the podcast.
Maybe we should go to Chick-fil-A. We should have gone to Chick-fil-A.
They
and,
all would have. Thank you.
As we inch forward.
Is That's Chick-fil-A really open at 11:05?
No, sadly. We could break in. We could take. Oh, McKay's there. Never mind.
Yeah, look, I can see the silhouettes.
What'd you say?
Shadows.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. My bad.
We have now been in the McDonald's drive-thru for 8.5 minutes.
Jesse really ruined our night by ordering that large Sprite.
Where else are we gonna go, man?
That's true. That's very true.
We're bonding in this McDonald's drive-thru.
I mean, home.
I really think that woman hates me for asking if she wanted to plug anything in the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why you use the vocabulary of plugging something into a podcast.
Well, you know, if you like have something to promote, you plug it.
So are we plugging McDonald's in, for instance?
No, because we've been in this for 9 minutes now. We've been in the drive-thru for 9 minutes.
Shall we complain?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's too late.
After we already got this lady to hate us, yeah, we'll definitely be complaining.
Yeah, she'll spit on our food and our Sprite and our agua.
Our Sprite?
I'm not sure. I'm sharing with Josiah, not you.
Okay, that's fair. I did get her to hate us, after all.
You know, Josiah, oh, there's two dudes. Never mind. Did she just get off the headset?
I think she just left.
Oh, wow. Wow, she told this guy that these people were crazy. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, anyways, Prom Prince gave out pistachios. I walked up to people who were grinding on each other and or making out, and I asked them to take a short survey about prom, how it's going for them so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I will hold these.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
I literally pushed that on you so you wouldn't talk to her.
Slams the phone down. Stop the podcast.
It's a real bummer that she wasn't willing to, do you know which one's which?
I mean, assume the good
This is water. I'm just kidding. All right, so where are we headed now, boys?
Okay,
Truman, it's your call.
It's my call?
Yeah.
Josiah, do you want to go home?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yep, we're going home.
I don't want any directions to your house.
So
really? It's really close to here.
I got this.
The problem is
here in 2 minutes.
Raja's date, Simon.
Ooh.
So Raja, great person. Honestly, she is a sweetheart.
She's
the best.
Nice.
She won prom princess.
Right.
And That's super cool. She deserves it. She's a great person. But her date, Simon, did not win. I won.
Wow.
Which meant that Raja and I had to dance.
Now, let me ask. Me and Josiah were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
The first, usually a slow song comes on, right? They say, that, but a bopping song came on, and you guys just started to jump up and down.
We sure did.
So,
and the slow song goes perfect. Very disappointing.
How did that feel, dude?
Very sad.
It was.
Well, I'm used to, you know, the classic, like, hand on the hip, hand on the hip, woman hand on the
woman
the shoulder. And then...
nope, good luck.
And then the other one, you know.
Yeah.
The other one, like it. I can't show you because you haven't bought the visual.
Right.
John.
Right. John, whoever your last name is. Johnson.
Johnson.
Johnson's a
Mr. Johnson.
Johnson's a first name. Don't you?
In other news, I went on vacation and was watching Poke because it was the only thing on TV. This guy Johnson, separate name, first name John, last name Sin. One. And I was very proud of Johnson's everywhere.
Anyway.
But back to prom.
Yeah.
Back to prom. Main event, brother.
Yeah. And but, so that's what I went for. But she went for the classic, woman's arms around the guy's neck. And
she did.
The guy's arms around the waist.
And
the girl's
that.
Waist. I mean, I had to. All
right.
She,
how was that?
She was, like, very clear about the way that she preferred to dance.
Okay.
It was all right, but that
was
kind
there
of
any
dance.
Spicy conversation
that,
going
that
on?
That kind of dance isn't like a 1 2 3 1 2
right,
three.
Right, right, right.
It's just a back and forth rocking.
It's an awkward region dance way.
Yeah.
So did you any spicy conversation during the dance? Or conversation?
Kind of. I mean, like we talked the whole time.
Sorry. Is this smell like a burning Oriental salad right now?
It really does.
It really does.
Never burnt for you. Salad, but you've never, if I did, this is what it would smell like.
Never
it just smells like burning something. You do smell that though, right?
Jesse, do you really know on directions?
Huh?
Like if it was me, I would have turned back there, but...
Oh, really? I'm just going from where I came.
Yeah, the way the directions told us before, they told us to come up here.
That's fair. This works too.
Sorry, disappointed, Josiah.
It's all good.
But yeah, we talked about... It was kind of funny. Earlier in the day, I had posted on Instagram about... Sherriston.
The gram.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was a really lovely post.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And it got the approval of her brother.
It did. It
yeah.
did. You
I
should
mean,
be proud.
She liked it.
And she
liked it.
It got approval of her.
Well, that's what
she
I
doesn't know. Have a phone or an Instagram or anything.
Oh, she doesn't?
Oh, there's a follow-up question. Would you have posted if she had an Instagram?
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I tell her that to her face,
that's
all those
true,
things.
That's true.
Do you say it to the back of her head or to her face?
To her face.
Most of the time.
Sometimes I like make her turn around so that I can whisper it into her hair.
Her hair.
And
that's
the
a thing for you guys.
Her neck.
Okay.
Sometimes whisper, sometimes yell. Wyoming. There's a Wyoming license plate in front of us.
Now that's rare. Should we rob this
them.
Guy?
What are you
plate?
Doing here, Wyoming?
Is that a Wyoming accent?
Sure is.
Is that like Boston or New York?
Couldn't you tell?
Fun fact: never been to Wyoming. Should we go now?
Who has?
We have to... I did, on accident.
I actually have. I went to a scout camp. I went to Evanston.
My dad took a wrong turn trying to get home from Yellowstone. No, it wasn't my dad. It was Steve Farley.
Oh, rip. Remembrance for Steve Farley.
Yeah. But yeah, we would find people who are... Woohoo!
Yeah.
This is dangerous. We would find people who are grinding and or making out. And we would walk up to them and ask them a few questions about prom, how they think prom is going, their favorite teachers at the school.
What was the... Did we really ask that?
I asked one couple that, yeah.
What'd they say?
They said, what? I don't go here. So
we were at the wrong prom for a second. We should tell you guys we went to a different school.
It was weird. No, someone had, like, asked someone from a different school.
It is, yeah.
Okay. I have 8% battery remaining.
So what was our average score for prom?
Average score for prom was probably an 8.
Eight.
Maybe an 8.5.
The teachers Varn and King gave it. Well,
their numbers kept fluctuating.
King
was
up
very
to a 10.
I don't even remember what he said. Like only 7 kids are making out. I'm
yeah.
Very confused about the 7th.
Yeah,
kid.
That's what Mike said.
Third,
he said 7 kids are
kid
making
trying
out.
To join in?
But usually you make out in duos.
Truman, do you remember the quote of the night you gave?
Quote of the night.
The pay for airplane and the cleavage.
Oh, no, I did not remember that.
Oh, you don't? Are you sure?
I should not do this. This is a bad idea.
I'm going to hit someone's cleavage.
Yeah, I threw a paper airplane from the balcony.
Did you, or did you end up not throwing it?
I threw it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It landed by this making out couple's feet.
Do I turn here?
And so no, they looked at it.
That's a dry flame.
And then looked up. Oh, wow. And that's why I ducked and moved out of the way so quickly.
I thought you were just running.
This turn up here.
Yeah, see, Lucky Clover.
Yeah.
Lucky Ducky.
Y'all ever seen a seven-leaf clover?
I have not.
It's called weed.
Oh.
Are you experienced with weed?
Do you have any with you?
I am not experienced with weed at all.
Love to partake.
Yeah, we went right at first, and then we were like, none of these numbers are 775.
Yeah, we were totally lost.
And I've been to your house before. I don't know why I didn't remember.
The one with the basketball hoop. Yeah, fun fact, those neighbors just moved in today.
What a baller. You got new neighbors. You went to prom.
I know.
Could this be a better Saturday?
What a day. Thank you to all the listeners.
You have
y'all are the best.
Wow, Josiah, thank
Josiah
you for coming
Josiah with the ultimate farewell. I'll take the child back off, sorry.
Thank you
Josiah with the ultimate farewell.
Hey,
bye-bye. Thank you for going to prom with me so I didn't have to pay for a singles ticket.
Wow. At first I thought Truman wanted to go with me, but then... Sorry, we had a falling out. I actually don't want to talk to Truman right now.
You
want to
make sure that you see that he goes inside first. That's the courteous thing.
What, do you want to yell out to him?
Good night, Josiah!
Oh, well.
I don't know if
his door was open. I don't know if that's safe. Oh,
He locked it, though, I saw.
So where to now, Truman?
Where do you want to go?
Your call.
Okay. I will just tell you which way to turn at certain times.
All right. Sounds good to me.
You
can leave me to your house.
Maybe.
Let's go.
If I know how to get out of this neighborhood. Turn right up here.
Should you turn left? Okay, let's turn right.
Let's turn right. So,
how do you drink your water?
No, I don't like McDonald's water for some reason.
I wonder what they put in it. Conspiracy theory time.
Cocaine.
Ecstasy.
No, it doesn't taste like ecstasy.
Coke ecstasy.
That's more likely.
I get it.
Turn right here.
Oh my gosh, I was like tripping. Okay. We almost died.
Anyway, prom was a good time.
It was a fun time.
There's this friend named Jared. Jared, if you're listening, first of all, how'd you find out about this podcast? We, like, don't really keep in touch anymore.
Jared with the green hair?
Jared with the... Well, he didn't have green hair last time.
I know, I love
But he has green hair now. It was pretty funky.
Was he? I heard he had an accident.
Yeah, what so happened? At work, he got electrocuted.
No way.
Yeah.
Where did he work?
It was for, like, a landscaping company,
ooh.
I think. But yeah, he got electrocuted, and it was looking like he was gonna die.
Are you serious?
But, I think his leg just had to be amputated.
I saw on Facebook, he posted a picture of his
prosthetic leg.
Prosthetic leg, yeah.
And honestly, he's bopping it, man. Dude, he's freaking engaged.
He's dancing, yeah, I saw
he's
that.
He's engaged.
He's moving on with life.
Yeah.
He's an adult.
And they were dating, when they still attended AISU.
Yeah, him and Kitty.
And you mean Carly?
Well, they call her Kitty.
They do call her Katie now?
That's what we, Kitty. That's what we
oh,
call
Kitty.
Her. That's what we call her.
Kitty. So. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But yeah, she they're engaged. She, well, it was weird how he phrased it. I
right
was like,
left.
Hey guys, how's it going? I turn right here. And he said, oh, she's engaged. Pointing to Carly. His date, and I was like, oh, to who? Because, I mean, I knew. I'm not an idiot dumb boy.
Well,
but,
yes.
But
right or left or straight?
Right. But I was making a joke.
Did it land well?
Yeah. Yeah, they were funny. They played along. They were like, that guy over there. Yeah, huge congrats to them. Great people.
They're really nice.
Other things that happened throughout the night. There's a pool table. Never got to play pool.
It would have. Yeah. I'm really competitive. So when I start losing at pool, I start throwing balls and I dive onto the table and pull them with me. We start throwing.
Take off your shirt.
Well, no, not that, not that. That's it's a Friday. Too. That's a Friday night, not a Saturday night. That's for Friday night.
Okay, I hear ya. but
left, right, or straight?
Go straight for a little while. Like the next, like, four.
Think you know what you're up to, you Truman Barnes, you.
Hello.
I'm actually tired. I have to prepare a talk tonight, so.
Oh, you haven't prepared it yet?
It's not. No, I have a poem, but I gotta fill in the.
And
some meat
and
on
the
those
Kanye
books.
West song.
Kanye West,
Poopity
line.
Scoop.
Exactly.
Poopity scoop, scoop, dee whoop, dee poop. Scoop, dee whoop, doop.
Poopity scoop.
Scoop!
We should be on Kanye's.
Scoop, dee whoop.
We should be on Kanye's production.
Scoop!
We are very tired, if you know. There's the oriental salad again. I'm telling you.
What is that?
I'm craving some oriental, man.
It smells like Golden Puffs. You know that cereal, Golden Puffs?
Yes! Holy crap. Well, oriental had that, like, honey dressing.
I have no idea what you're talking about with oriental salad. I was just going along with you because it smells like something that's burnt. But in reality,
you've never had
me,
oriental salad?
It smells like Golden Puffs.
Okay, well, I feel betrayed now, so.
It was a fun time.
We're really tired. It's not bedtime for me yet. I gotta prepare a talk.
It is bedtime for me, though.
When's your church tomorrow?
9 a.m.
Oh, same, my man. Same. Gotta peel potatoes tomorrow at 8.
Oh, for Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah, that's my gift to my mom, potatoes.
Bunch of peeled potatoes.
Bunch of peeled potatoes. Drop a sack at the foot of her bed and say, here you go, mom.
Happy mom time.
I say it really, like, disdainfully, like, here you go, mom.
Happy mom time.
Yeah.
Here's your garbage bag.
Hope you enjoy your filthy potatoes.
I made them wet for you.
My straw just went into my cup, so.
Oh. They really shouldn't design the straws that way.
McDonald's is going downhill. And there's a limo. Part of me thinks we should have rented a limo tonight.
I think that might be Raja and Alexa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know they got a. I know that group got a limo.
Should we follow
Are they going
them?
To Leatherby's?
Should we follow
Honestly,
them?
Yeah.
Should we?
Just to see if it is them that get out. Oh my gosh.
Should we just park at a discreet, far away place?
Yeah.
Far away. For those who don't know, we were talking about Simon and Asha and all those sexy peeps.
And Alexa and Griffin Alexa. And Simon and Sammy.
Oh, there are some people in dresses going Henry. Inside there. So.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, let's see.
Let's see where this night takes us, my friend.
Well, no, let's just see. Let's just have them. Park and get out, and then we'll
run away.
Keep driving. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Are they going to Texas Roadhouse?
Or are they going to Teriyaki Grill?
Okay, that's parking.
Or are they going to Arby's?
Oh please no. Okay, I'm gonna go way over here.
Okay.
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 I'm just gonna park over here.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Oh, that's too far. That's too far. Park in one of those spots over there.
Okay, no, they'll see us. We're stalkers. See, we're gonna have to park this way, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh! Okay, let's see who gets out of that limo. Let's see who gets out of that limo. It's too far away. I can't really tell because they're so far away. Oh, that's like... I do not think that is, people from our prom. Wait, hang on, that might be Henry. That might be
Back
Henry
up.
Opening the, I think that is, yeah, back up. or don't, maybe don't back up, because you might hit another car. When your wheel is turned.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, stop. Just go around and... Oh my gosh, those two are just straight up making out.
Oh, what else is happening tonight? Okay, let's just sort of go in front of them.
Yeah. See if we recognize any of them. This isn't creepy at all. Who would it be?
No way, it's John's little brother. It's everyone.
I think that's like 9th and 10th grader group. It is. Look at that.
They had a limo.
Look at that. Look at them go.
I'm going to veer to the honk? Right. Honk for the troops.
I mean, our honk apparently doesn't get much noise.
Or no tears, but yeah, noise also. Where to now, Truman? Are you stalking anybody else?
I don't know. Man, I was really bummed. I was hoping that was the lovers.
Would we have said something if it was?
I mean, to each other, for sure.
Okay, well, let's turn right or left at this light.
Turn right.
You sneaky boy.
Anyway, that, man.
Way to raise our hopes.
This is not going to translate well to a podcast.
Half of it was silent and us saying, oh my gosh, this isn't creepy at all. People were like, what is happening?
Don't back up.
Should I back up? Yeah. Never mind, don't. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with us?
Us, yes. We're...
Now.
For those of you who can't see what's happening.
We just turned right.
At a light.
5400.
Sorry,
south.
I said right at a light. We got turned
right
into a red.
Right at a light. I got fight.
Fight in the fight. Club. And oops, got oops, got scoop.
You never know if you might. That's
probably the best freestyle I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pro was a good time, I hope.
I hope that they do not ask for this crown back.
If people come to your door, right?
Right.
And ask for the crown.
Uh-huh.
Will you put up resistance?
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
For respect of yourself, for
I'll
dignity.
I'll say, what? I've been home all night, mister. I'll be wearing the crown at the time, mind you.
Just to rub it in their face.
Yeah.
Make them feel inferior.
Crown hurts my head. It is too small for my head.
It's too small. Can I try it on? May I?
Yeah.
May I indulge?
Feel free.
Bump. Oh, wow. Ow. That does hurt my skin.
Right?
Ouchie.
Unnecessarily geez. So.
Not even the good kind of hurt.
Okay. Here's what I'll talk about for the rest of the podcast. Because when I'm tired, this is what I think about.
We're talking about them stealing your thing, taking your crown, right?
Okay. Yeah. Continue with that. That's also something I talk about when I'm tired.
Will you say it? I want to know your motivation. Will you say it for all those kids out there who also take crowns? Will you stick up for those kids?
Hey.
Who can't do it by themselves?
My sister got a root canal. Get it? Crowns is a dentistry term.
That's how it goes now.
It's not very good water.
Is that the new slogan?
Yeah,
your voiceover?
It is.
It's not very good water.
This is the least productive podcast that I've had yet, and also the longest.
The longest, but
both of those are saying something.
Is the podcast we had earlier at Chick-fil-A, is that being published separately?
No, it's the same podcast.
Oh, this is a long podcast.
Yeah.
When will it be posted? Will it be posted tonight for our viewers?
It will be posted either tonight or tomorrow.
All right. I want to take a gander and listen, so.
A gander and a listen and a listen and a gander. You
or a gander and a gander and a listen and a listen.
Waving our banners. And Haber.
You ready for this? I was going to turn it there.
Abernathy.
So what do you talk about when you're tired? Let's do that. I'm this last home stretch.
Okay, I was just going to talk about Sheriston and how great she is.
How great is she?
She is the best.
Now let's talk about my life.
Okay, love life. How's your love life going?
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Any eyeballs looking your way?
Well, you know of one.
I do.
How do you feel about it?
Of the one looking your way or the one that you're looking at?
The one looking my way.
The one looking your way? I mean, it's a little weird, especially because you've said no, and she keeps coming.
Right. She's like the charge of the light brigade. Freestyle!
Oh, I don't know her name, but I do know actually her fame, but I do know her name as well. Her name.
Gang Gang.
Oh, I'm not gonna say it. Just in case she's listening, she knows who she is still. And just in case someone else is listening, I'm not gonna say her name.
Drop a beat.
That's what I've been doing this whole time.
Anyways, so, yeah. You think it's a little weird?
Oh! We were supposed to do this whole time. Official Endgame review.
What did you... Oh my gosh, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, okay. Hang on. We'll save that for next time. I mean, next time is going to be me talking about the assembly. But the time after that, that's going to be...
We should
all
have it.
That's...
Listen. Our next one should be graduation day. When everyone's signing the yearbooks, we should go in a room for the last day of school.
Yeah, and we... Oh, my gosh. We set up a little booth that says, hey, Truman's not having people sign anything. He's just having them come be a guest on his podcast.
Dude, let's do it.
Yeah!
All right. That was the most enthusiastic... Yeah! From Truman.
See,
we're passing Truman's namesake, Truman Elementary.
I think that the so I'm gonna title this podcast. Excuse me. Probably just don't listen to this episode.
Wow.
Oh, that burp tasted awful. I think that toothpaste is expired.
It was a little crusty when you opened it.
It was very crusty.
Where did you get the toothpaste?
That might be why my throat hurts.
Where did you get the toothpaste?
The very, very back of the drawer.
It wasn't even at the front of the drawer?
I didn't want to use any of the good toothpaste because I figured my siblings might get mad at me.
Just put some toothpaste in a baggie and take it to prom.
Just, like, loose toothpaste in a bag?
Yeah, stick the toothpaste in there, give it a
wiggle. Bite off a corner?
Yes! How does that sound like a bad idea?
Because I have ears.
That's fair. Is it this one?
Honestly, we've wasted so much time on this... Did your engine just literally sputter?
It skipped a beat, yeah.
But
I'll turn around.
Oh, do you like what we did to the
There's a lot of sand. Is this Omaha Beach all over again?
Yeah, and Normandy.
You know, minus the...
Plus the...
Let's just hope that no one turns in.
Yeah, do you like what we did to the yard?
I did. Is it for the kids?
No, it's for Mother's Day, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the grass was dead, so you can't really see it super well, but there's a stone walkway. And we're going to have a nice little bridge and a little bench.
It's a beautiful Mother's Day present.
Yeah, it took a lot of work, and I cut my hand in four places.
Four places?
Yeah.
You'll have to show us next time on...
I sure will. The improvised title podcast with Truman Barnes.
And Jesse.
So, guys, next time, I'm going to leave a little heads up. Next time is going to be just me talking about what I did for the assembly. Have a good night, and I love you. Please don't listen to this podcast.